In June 1955, a major retrospective of Picasso's work opened at the Musée des Arts Décoratifs de Paris. Featuring his masterpiece, Guernica, the exhibition marked the height of Picasso's fame. By this time, he was a virtually undisputed modern master. In that same month, Picasso bought a large villa called La Californie in the hills above Cannes in the south of France. Here in his new home, away from the pressure of public gaze, Picasso found peace to paint. He turned the large living room into a studio and filled the house with his collections, half-finished paintings, sculptures, furniture, and objects. This painting is one of a series of interior landscapes he made from 1955 with his Riviera house as the subject. The painting exhibits many elements of Picasso's life and interests. To the right is a part-finished canvas of his soon-to-be wife, Jacqueline Roque, shown wearing a brightly colored Turkish dress. To the left are various pieces of furniture and a small sculpture that sits on the table, alluding to his love of tribal art and its influence on his work. Through the window is a pair of swiftly painted palm trees, evoking the French Riviera. The Moorish arch of the window is echoed in the strong shapes and patterns within the studio, giving the work a great sense of compositional unity. This unity persists even though the angles and shadows of the background break the surface of the painting into a series of planes, with the alternating tones giving it an almost screen-like quality. The sweeping fronds of the palm trees are balanced by black and white leaf motifs in the arches on the wall to the left, while the doorway on the far left acts as the final counterbalance to the view out of the room. Though we desire to peer through the entrance, our gaze is blocked by a wardrobe and the dense black void behind it. Yet, for all the bounty of treasures, shapes, patterns, and forms in the painting, it's the canvas in the middle that holds our attention. The stark whiteness of its blank surface creates a conspicuous void in an otherwise busy composition. The canvas attracts our eye, providing a moment of quiet respite during which we might consider the very illusion of painting itself, and perhaps imagine what Picasso will paint next.